cute or creepy? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
So for today, we are doing, I guess, a little segment, or it's this podcast episode on certain things, if they're cute or not cute slash creepy. And the reason why we want to do this is because sometimes Vicky or Sharon sends TikToks or I send reels of people doing things, and we're like, is that cute or is that not? So we just thought we'd do this into an entire podcast episode.
For more context, it's because Vicky sent something about someone being choked.
Wait, really?
In a good way, not in a abusive way, in like a freaky deaky way. So.
But like, why did that spark this conversation? Why do I not remember this?
Because Jam is like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No, oh! I think you sent it and you're like, is it hot or is it whatever? And I was just like, I don't get it. And then Sharon also said she doesn't get it, I think. And then we're like, oh, what are other things are, you know, that Vicky finds hot, but it's not hot?
No, it was because like, it was in a very subtle way. Like, if you get it, you get it type of TikTok. And then Jam and Sharon didn't.
Wait, I don't think it was choking related then. I think it was something about the necklace or something. Like, it was something about the neck.
Oh, it was because like a guy posted a video of like a girl, when a girl asks if the necklace is cute, and then he goes, yeah, it'll match my ring really well.
Oh yeah, that.
And I was and then both of you guys didn't get it. But then it's like, because he wears a ring, so when he chokes you, it's right next to the necklace. So then they go well together.
How do you make that correlation?
Because that was like the vibe of like, wink wink, it's supposed to be dirty. And then people in the comments, fuck, am I okay?
No.
Yeah, so that's where this idea originated from, because we don't get the things that Vicky finds hot.
Some of them.
Is that mean to say? I mean, like, if it's creepy, it's creepy.
Or, okay, we're calling it creepy in terms of title clickbaity stuff, but it's just whether we think it's cute or not.
Yeah.
Or whether we vibe with it or not, essentially. We can just go down the list, right?
Yeah.
First one is spitting in each other's mouth. For context, it's because there was like a trend going around on TikTok, basically of like guys spitting into girls' mouths, and people would think that it's really, really hot.
It wasn't spitting. It was like they had the liquids and then they pass it on, right? Or is there one where like, they spit in someone's mouth?
It's literally like birds sharing food. They'll like drink it and then they'll just put it in your mouth.
But okay, for the sake of PG, this is not PG. For the sake of PG-13, we'll say like you take a vodka shot and then you don't swallow, you just spit it into someone, your girlfriend or significant other's mouth. Do you guys think that's hot?
No. See, I don't think like solids.
They're liquids.
Or like that form, like liquids. What I'm thinking of, like devil's lettuce, like if it's like smoke, it's kind of hot. But
yeah,
if it's liquid, that's gross.
Feel like if it was like in a heat of the moment and it was like really cold water or something, it'll be okay. Or it was like an ice cube. But then when I see like the videos of people doing it, especially that one video where like he drank it and then he like grabbed her neck and then like put it back in, that was like
I think in like sober sense, it's not cute. And also when I see people post it on TikTok or social media, I'm like, why would you do that to yourself? It's public, you know? But then I feel like if I was super intoxicated, where it's like alcohol doesn't taste gross to me anymore at that point, it's someone that's really, really attractive. Like in my Delulu mind, like I'm dating someone where I'm like, yo, I'm, you know, then I feel like in the heat of the moment, it's like, okay. But then other than that, I'm like, that's disgusting.
It's the action of him being so dominant that I can get with it. But then if I keep thinking about it, I'm like, that's just in his mouth and it's kind of warm. And then his spit is attached to that. And now I'm chewing it and swallowing it. Like, no.
It's drinking.
Okay, especially alcohol. No. What about if, like, let's say you're eating something and there's something, like, on the corner of your mouth and he wipes it and eats it?
I never thought that was attractive.
Really?
Like, wipe it off of me and then freaking wipe your finger on a napkin. Don't fucking suck it in front of
me. What if it was, like, chocolate or, like, strawberry juice?
Okay, yeah, I feel like if it's, like, chocolate or whipped cream or something like that, it's good. But if you tell me it's, like, a piece of fucking spinach or something, like, no, thank you. Like, no.
Okay, yeah, Vicky phrased it bad. She straight up said food, bro.
No, imagine if he picks it off your teeth and then just eats it?
Okay, I was thinking like chocolate on the side, like, you know, like something sexual.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be cuter if he like grabbed a napkin and like just wiped it off of me.
What if he looks at you and he just bites his lip?
Are you like in your Wattpad mode right now, bro?
Yeah, like mouth things. Like he just looks at you and he's like, damn. And he just bites his lip.
I think I really, I have to really envision someone that I'm like obsessed with in a good way, you know? Or it's going to gross me out. It's very easily to be grossed out by men, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. Like if a random stranger did that to me, I'd look at them and be like, are you okay?
Like on a date with like kind of somebody you don't really know and you're like not sure if you're completely vibing with them and then they do that, I'll be like, please put your shit back in your mouth.
It's a hot move.
Yeah. Oh my God, okay. So like let's say you have like chocolate or something sweet, like cute on your mouth, not fucking food, okay? Let's say there's something on your mouth and instead of them wiping it and like licking it, I'd rather them like kiss me, like take it off themselves. And I'll be like, what was that for? And they'll be like, oh, you had something on your mouth. I'll be like, oh, okay.
What if he has it on his own lip and he wipes it and then hands you his thumb?
Pass.
I would die if a man did that. Oh my God. I would physically be in pain from laughing so hard.
There's like a very thin line of whether something can be disgusting or hot.
It's the attraction.
It's the person that you think is like super attractive, whatever. Like what is that one thing that could never be crossed?
If they're dirty.
Sucking my toes. I don't give a fuck how hot you are. If you want to suck my toes, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, for me, it's something with feet. Like, if they told me give them, like, a feet job or, like, something about sucking my toes, bruh, I can't. No.
Okay, I think that's just weird.
Dude, there's people who have feet fetish. Like, feet.
Let's just say it's, like, you really think this guy's attractive. Like, you think he's the hottest shit ever. But he has a big feet fetish.
We're going to find the root cause of that and then go to therapy for it.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on. We did one. Okay, technically the real first question was persistency. So let's take Hinge, for example. You're not necessarily, you don't hate the guy, but you don't love the guy and they keep messaging you. Is that cute or not? Do we like that dedication or not?
Not.
Same.
Especially if I'm not replying, hell nah.
Oof, Jam has a different opinion. Oh.
I feel like it doesn't happen often, but it wouldn't exactly like, I guess, turn me off. But I'm not like, oh my God, because you're persistent, it makes me like my heart flutter or something like that.
I get once or twice, but any more than that, it's just like, take a hint, bro.
Yeah, I think it's like the like EQ.
I think like subtle persistence out of texting, maybe in person, if every time they see you, they make the effort to like flirt and like, you know, keep it up, then I can live with that. But if it's through text, that's a little weird.
No, I think if you don't get a response, that's a response in itself. So you should get the hint.
Even in person, like physical, like talking and like flirting.
No, you could flirt in person, but that means that person is willing to see you in person, right?
Maybe it's like a group setting, like a friend, and he like definitely showing interest, but you're not reciprocating. But every time you guys see each other, he's persistent. Really? Yeah.
You think you eventually fall for someone like that?
It depends, because I feel like people grow on me really well, like Marks.
Okay, let's just say for example.
Who?
The one you ghosted. Like you see him again and then you guys have a good conversation and he tries to flirt with you.
Nah, the balding got me, bro. No. and there's certain things, like if he in person kept flirting with me, I wouldn't say it's an ick, but I definitely would be like, I'm drawing a line. If you keep on continuing, that's on you, bro. That's not on me. And it's fine. I wouldn't be like, you're weird for it. It's just through text where it's a little more weird. If they keep texting you and you're not responding to anything, like I've had that happen to me multiple times and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, remember that one time there was like a random ass stranger who would DM hey and then in parentheses one.
Oh yeah.
And then the next one would be hey parentheses two. And I'm pretty sure it's at like 14 or something. And I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Men are freaking weird.
Like, does it not pain you the way it pains me?
Like, what is like, missing in you that us women have? Because let's get you help.
Dude, the best analogy I heard is every time you approach a man, it's like approaching a gun. You never know if it's loaded, but you're always going to take the precaution that it is loaded because danger.
Damn.
See, I saw this on TikTok, and it was like, when guys go on a date with girls, guys say, take her swimming so you see what she looks like, right? Without makeup or whatever. And then the girls, on the other hand, when they go on dates with guys, it's like, oh, make sure you meet in a public place, share your location, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, dude.
Different.
Okay, so this episode turned into a why we hate men. Let's not hate men.
No, it's not why we. It's why Sharon and Vicky hates men.
We got to get Jam to hate men.
That should be you guys' episode.
Oh, Vicky, we could do that. Why we hate men.
Oh my God, would I visit you? We should film that.
Yeah.
Next one is guys who use the bobo eyes emoji, like the puppy dog eyes, especially the one with the crying one. It's the new one where there's tears in it.
I don't have the new ones.
I don't have the new ones. The new one is like this. Oh, fuck. So it's like the same thing, but then there's like water.
I know what you're talking about.
It's crying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one. Or they use ooh in a text. Not like in a funny way. They just ooh at the end of a sentence.
I think okay with boba eyes because I think boba eyes, it could, you know, sometimes they might just make it like a cute statement or something like that. But I think ooh is a no for me. Not cute. Not cute.
Same. What if they're like, would you like to go on a date? Ooh,
pass bubble eyes.
That's fucking weird. Dude, yeah, I think so too.
What? There's no reason for you to use ooh or boba eyes in that.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Don't do it. Please. Like, I'm begging you.
Yeah.
I don't care how much anime you watch. It does not let you have that advantage. I don't care.
I think boba eyes is like a case-by-case scenario. It really depends on the context of the conversation, right? But
like, if you send me a dog picture, fair. Send me any picture, it's like, oh, that's cute, boba eyes. But I can't get with the ooh thing. I don't think there's ever a time where you can seriously use it and it will be okay.
Next one, when they notice the little things.
Smash.
Okay, but like,
explain, because I feel like most people will be like, oh, if they notice the little things, that's cute.
No. But this is the concept of cute or creepy. You can't think about a person who you're attracted to and think there's a potential there. Imagine it's just like a stranger that you don't really know, like maybe talk to like once or twice. I don't know. It's like not familiar zone. And then he goes, oh my God, there's like that one time that you said this and I remembered. And it's like so many tiny little things about you're like, why do you remember that?
Okay, I would say if it's something that I said, I wouldn't find as creepy because I shared it. But if they were like, oh, don't you get off at like 3:30 or like things that I haven't explicitly said, then I would be a little bit creeped out if we're not that close.
Yeah, like things like that. They're like, oh my God, aren't you like on shift on Monday, but you've never mentioned it? It's just them noticing it.
Yeah, when you say it like that, bro, it's freaking creepy. But like,
yeah, it's like the attraction thing. Like, it makes a fat difference. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever experienced something creepy like that, so it's hard for me to imagine. I thought immediately you just met someone who notices things or pays attention when they're around you. And in like a mutual, we're interested in each other kind of way, then yeah, that's cute. But then when you say it like that, I'm like, no. So.
Oh, see, no, I appreciate that. Even if it's from a friend, like I've had friends who like notice I'm cold and they give me their jacket. That's really sweet. Yeah. But if he is a guy that takes charge, like an example, I booked dinner tonight. You have an hour to get ready. And he says that to you. Is that cute or is that creepy?
That's
cute.
That's so attractive. The fuck?
I would say it's attractive. It's not cute. It's attractive. But he's like, no, I needed my space to read and you can't disturb me to go get dinner.
You're making the decision of where we go, Jess?
No. See, okay, I can see the attractiveness of it. But I feel like the anxious side of me would be like panic mode. Like, Mr. Krabs, oh my God, what do I wear? Like, why does he need only an hour? Like, what am I doing? Oh my God, I was in the middle of a book. Now I have to like do something else, you know?
Okay, when you say it like that, dude, like, see what I mean? Vicky goes the deep end.
Because it's like, you're not giving me time to mentally prepare for this. Especially if like, for example, you guys are talking on Hinge, like maybe a week or two, and then he goes, hey, I'm going to pick you up in an hour. What's your address? Let's grab dinner. The panic that would set in.
No, first of all, why would you give your address to a guy who you just talked to for 2 weeks?
Okay.
And why would that happen on your first date?
No, but like that vibe, like that's what he does. He's just like, okay, maybe he's like, let's meet at like this restaurant in an hour. Let's go. Like,
and it's your first time meeting?
Yeah, like this is you're moving from
okay, then
talking
no.
on an app to like first date.
Okay, I think that does not happen.
No, some men are like that. They're like assertive.
When you asked the question, I was thinking in a perspective of mutually interested in each other or like in a relationship. Yeah. That's
or
hot.
Like you've been together.
Yeah. No, like you're dating. Not dating, but like talking on an app and like he's trying. Like,
okay,
you know,
then
there's an interest, but it's a dating app interest level.
If they put in the phrase, hey, are you actually free like today, like in the next whatever hour, we could like get a drink. I think that's fine. But if they're straight up like, hey, get ready in an hour, like 2 weeks into talking to each other, that's a little bit like, what the heck?
I'm trying to think of it. Like, what would make it okay? Because I like the assertiveness of it.
No, I think it's like naturally if you guys are both vibing and you're obviously being flirtatious through messaging and stuff. And then, you know, it's kind of like egging each other on. And then they're like, fine, like this Friday. 7 p.m. I'll pick you up or something like that, then I'm like, that's
oh,
fine.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then if it's out of nowhere, kind of, or like trying to be alpha, I'll be like, who do you think I am? I'm not giving you the time of day. Sorry.
I think Vicky just overcomplicates the entire thing.
Dude, that's my whole life, bro. Like, I can't not do it.
So this is why you need a simple guy, because you can't have another person who overcomplicates the entire situation, or else you guys are
Dude,
never going to get anywhere.
So many people in my life where they say very little things that stick really hard for me. One of the things is like one of my home friends, Nico, like he was telling me how at work he had a friend. I forgot if it was a guy or a girl where he was like, oh yeah, like randomly one day he came into work and bought me like just Nico, like food or something, like dropped it off. I was like, hey, this is for you. And I remember I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like, why did he do this? Like, how did you feel? Like, kind of like overthinking it. And then he goes, bro, it's really not that serious. And I was like, fuck,
oh.
It really isn't. Like, that guy just got him food. Why did I like plan all these questions in my head? And that's exactly.
Is it the same thing if I got you food, right? Like, hey, Vicky, I got you.
No, I think food. If a coworker just, it depends. Like, am I close to the coworker or not? But if it's just a random coworker, kind of like we're on the same team and they just brought me food and just me only, that's kind of weird.
But then it's just like, yeah, sometimes shit ain't that serious. Like, I need to calm down, you know?
I think it's because you put scenarios in your head before going into them. That's why you always come out of it being like, oh, it's better than I thought. And I'm like, well, yeah, because you thought that like 10,000 different things are going to happen.
I love reading.
Oh, they plant scenarios in your head?
Yeah.
Come on, Vicky, real world here. Let's go.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it here.
Okay, the next question, someone said asking for hugs. Like, what do you mean? Like, just randomly, like, can I have a hug? This is fucking weird.
I think in any context, can I have a hug? I'm like, why are you asking? I'm just like, can I get a hug?
Who asked this?
I think Vicky.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I've definitely have guys in my life that's like, not in my life, previously in my life, that's like, oh my God, can I have a hug?
That's freaking weird. And why?
There's no social EQ there. They're just like.
Wait, they literally just like ask you like, hey, can I have a hug?
Yeah. Like the fuck are you supposed to make me like if I wish sometimes that I had like really meanness in me. Like I know I'm mean, but I'm not mean enough to be like no the fuck to their face when they ask. Sometimes I wish I was so that I'm like, why would you ask that? Like if I said no, you're gonna get butt hurt, just do it. Or like open your arms.
All you gotta do is just laugh. Like, what do you mean?
Why? Why?
That's so weird.
It's like a certain type of guys who ask that. It's either one, like really overly confident for no reason men who ask, or the very like low confidence, like don't know how to talk to girls that ask. They say, people say DJ Khalid's that type of person.
DJ Khaled?
Khaled, fuck, Khalid. Can you imagine it though? Like that vibe that they exude?
No.
They're like weird. Never mind. Someone, please, like, don't let me feel alone in this.
There's have
TikTok,
to be people who understand.
YouTube,
yeah.
Someone, please. I know it's a thing.
Trauma. Okay. The next one. So PDA, even to the extent of just holding hands with your SO, but in front of your friends. So in front of people you know.
I think holding hands is fine.
I think even like a peck is okay. You know what I hate though? Random pecks in front of friends.
Wait, what about Sharon? Are you okay with PDA, even holding hands?
She's like, no, don't touch me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is no square.
I think it's because I'm just aware of other people's feelings or thoughts before my own, which is probably not a great thing. If I'm with a group of friends and maybe I see two people holding hands, like I think it's fine. But then me, I'll be like, not here. Especially if everyone around me is single.
What if everyone around you is cuffed, but there's one friend who's single?
Okay, that friend should not be there. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
You bitch. What do you mean? With who?
Like, imagine you two are cuffed and then I'm just
okay, that's different because that's different because
she's like, fuck off.
Wait, okay, sorry. I went in the concept of like not like super close friends. I guess if you're close, like if you guys were in relationships and I wasn't and you guys wanted me to come along, I don't care. Like, do whatever you want. I mean, don't make out in front of me, but like, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm a fucking, I don't care if I hate PDA. If I'm around Sharon, I'll be like, make out with me right now.
Dude, I think it's really cute if you're like with a group of people and they do subtle things.
Yeah.
Like they don't outright hold your hand, but then like maybe they're like behind you or something like that. And then like subtly hold your hand or like do very subtle things. I think that's really
cute. Yeah, that's cute. But then if you like put your arm around me and everyone else is just like,
I think that's fine. Oh. If they just put their arm around your shoulders.
Man, I guess it really depends because I know if I really like a guy and they did that, I would think it's really cute. But then since I'm single as fuck right now, I'm like, don't touch me in front of people. That's like single. I don't know. I just don't want other people to feel uncomfortable. So I guess better safe than sorry kind of thing versus I guess if it's like at a party or just there's more crowds and they do subtle things like arm around you or whatever, it's cute.
Because like what I'm imagining that's like kind of acceptable is if you're like at a kickback and you guys are hanging out and stuff and then you and him go like get a cup of water and he hugs you from the back and you guys have like a little moment. That's a little PDA, but I would find that so cute. Like even as a bystander watching you guys do that, I'd be like, oh my god, they're having a moment. Blech.
Okay, wait, cute or not, if you're like really seriously like doing something or whatever and then look at your like admiration and adoration. Because I feel like one thing I really like doing is just like when a guy's really seriously looking, I think just like kind of
that's butterflies them. As fuck.
But I that's can't like cute. I yeah. can't notice it. If I notice it, I'd freak out. I don't like being stared at. It makes you really uncomfortable.
No, like it's like sometimes if it's the other way. Oh god, I hate talking about this shit. Okay, back when I was out of my damn mind when I was talking to he who shall not be named, I find it really attractive when guys have a passion for something, right? And so sometimes like he would be working on his stuff and then I would be doing my own thing, but then I'll look up and I'll just watch him and it's not a creepy way, it's just like, wow, like you're really attractive like doing something that you enjoy like that. But then if it was roles were reversed and you were doing something you were passionate about or like and he was just like admiring you and you like notice it or not, I think that's cute. It's like very wholesome.
I can't notice it. Like it's cute as like there's a third person watching that interaction. Like if I was that third person, I'd be like, oh my god, that's really cute. Like he really loves her or she really loves him. But then if it was us two and then like he's looking at me and I catch him, I would be that person and be like, what? Like, why are you looking at me? You know, I wouldn't be like immediate butterfly.
I mean, I would be like that too. I'd be like, oh, why are you looking at me? And then if they say something like, I don't know, you look really pretty or like it's a compliment.
I would not like that.
What?
If he was like, oh, you look really pretty right now, I'd be like,
Vicky,
that's a little too hot ass for me.
What? Okay, I feel like, I think I would like it more if they like, after they don't say anything, they looked at me and like they gave me like a kiss on the cheek or like a peck or something like that. Something with an action instead of words.
I
find that more attractive.
It makes me really uncomfortable when I'm like the center.
Okay, yeah, fair. No, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, thanks. I'd be like, stop looking at me. Like,
I understand that.
Keep looking at me. John would be like, oh really? Tell me more.
I'd be like, let me continue, and then goes back to her.
I'd be like, stop, like, you know, kind of thing.
No, I would position myself. Is this a better angle?
Bruh,
see that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be like, oh, tell me more. I'd just be like, oh, like, okay, but shut up and go away. Like, look away.
No, yeah.
Okay. Scenario. So, like, let's just say you're in the car, right? And then you fall asleep in the car, and then, like, you wake up and you realize your boyfriend was like looking at you as he was like at a red light, like just adoringly.
But if he was just looking, I'd be like, but if he looked and then he like tucked my hair behind my ear or kind of like grab my hand, then I would, oh, butterflies right there. Like, I'll be the luckiest bitch alive, you know?
Sharon's like, don't fucking look at me.
She's like, I'm an ugly sleeper.
No, I think it's like, it depends. Like, if you're looking, like, I wake up and I see you looking at me, I'll be like,
are you gonna murder
me? No, let's just say, like, okay, I am the driver and you're over here, right? And then you're sleeping and then the guy just, it's just kind of like this.
I don't know. If it's just that, that's a little weird.
Really?
There has to be like an action, like a reason.
I think I have to be put in that scenario because right now I'm just like, why are you like, pay attention to the road, bro? Because for example, like Dahi has told me before where they'll like be doing something right, like at a table or something, and he'll like randomly like take a picture of her or just like look at her, and she'll be like, why? And then he'll be like, oh, I just really wanted to capture this moment, or like that kind of thing. If he took a picture,
that's cute.
I think that's not bad, but I will hope that he gets my good angle. I think that's the thing I would be concerned about.
I think that's cute. You don't think that's cute, Sharon?
No, I'm confused, Biggie.
Why?
You think that's cute, but then similar situations, you're like, nah.
No. That's cute because he's like, I want to remember, like commemorate this.
But he's still staring at you. He essentially...
Oh, I don't... If he's... No, like snap a pic, but that's cute. But like, don't snap a pic and then just stare at me. It's the staring that freaks me out. I don't like it. Like, if you snap a pic and you stare at that picture, I think that's fucking weird. It's the staring for me.
Okay, well, okay. What if your significant other's phone wallpaper is you? Is that cute or not?
That's fine. Yeah. That's not staring.
That's cute.
I didn't say it was staring. I just asked the question.
Yeah, I think that's cute.
Okay.
It's a little weird if it's just... Actually, if it's like a selfie of me, I think it's weird. But if it is like an off-guard, candid picture, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm a butterfly.
Yeah, agreed.
If you're like, if you're SL or whatever, and then they have their button unbuttoned, or like you have something unbuttoned, whatever... Would you rather them tell you, or would you rather them just do it for you, and vice versa? Would you tell? Okay, me too.
See, I think little, what is that? Like, how do you do it?
Gestures?
Oh, yeah. I think little gestures like that is cute. Like, let's say you need to, like, your sleeve came down and they just grab your hand and they roll it up for you. Like, wow, you're attentive. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. If my necklace, like, the little hook is in the front and they just, like, fix it. Oh, my God. Cute. I would pitter patter so fucking hard. No, now that we're talking about it, I think little gestures pretty important.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, I like, if you want me to fangirl over you and like get all the feels, little gestures. Mm-hmm.
Like the tucking, yeah. Or like moving your hair back if you're like eating, or
Oh my god, when they tie your hair, like even though they kind of suck at it, but when they tie your hair so your hair doesn't get in the way.
Or if you're freaking drunk and you're yakking and they tie your hair for you.
Oh yeah. That's cute. Or they tuck you in bed after too.
Fuck.
All right. I'm single. Yeah. Next question.
When they smell you, are you speaking from experience?
No. Okay. Like, you know, sometimes if they're hugging you from behind and their head's like here, sometimes your hair smells good and they smell it a little bit. Or like they smell here when they hug you.
Why did I straight up think this guy's like, I know, me too. Like goes up to you.
Like, when they sniff you, you know, or like you just like see them on a date and then like, they smell your laundry, like, if or they I smell like your perfume or something.
It's a no for me.
Has it happened to you, Jam? Like a guy smelling you?
Yeah.
Like you could feel him sniffing you?
Well, like if you're ever like, you get into a car or something and then he's just like, oh, that smells good or something. He just like leans in to like, oh, you smell good.
Oh, that's like, he's just like seeing if it's from you kind of smell, right?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
It's cute when they like kiss you and then they're like, oh, you smell good.
Okay,
like, oh,
before thanks. We judge, we have to put ourselves in that situation. Like if my man smelled good, I would see myself being like, oh, you smell good. Or like going into like smell your shirt or something, right? So
I'm thinking in the context of a man straight up walks up to you, no context at all. Straight up.
See what I mean? Where Biggie's mind just immediately goes to the freaking depths. The deep end.
Like, when he smells you.
I feel like if you like each other's scent, it's nice.
That's a thing. Pheromones, right? Yeah.
I have a question. When guys wear chains.
Okay, I think it really depends on the person. Like some people can pull off a chain, but some people can't.
I think people can rock it. You just have to kind of, it's like accessories. You have to accessorize correctly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it, or it's fine if you use it as an accessory, but if you wear it religiously, like that's your personality, you wear it every day kind of thing with anything, I'm just like,
nah.
Yeah.
Situation. Like, let's just say you're walking the streets and a guy just comes up to you and be like, hey, you're really pretty.
I'm down for that.
It depends on
who. I'd be like, oh my God, thank you.
It depends on who it is.
Yeah.
Like, just a person you don't know. Like, you.
I know, but like, yeah, they could be a creep.
Okay. Like, someone like our age or someone within like the 5 to 10 year range,
it's fine. I think that's nice.
Nothing would come from it. I just be like, oh, appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. Walk away.
No, but I think like if you're at a bar or something, or like you're like at a restaurant with the bar outside and someone,
that shit never happens though.
No, one time someone went up to Jen, was like, hey, you're really pretty, do you have a boyfriend?
Really?
In the supermarket.
Then I'm just fucking holy ugly.
Shit, really? And you're with her?
Oh, actually, I've had that happen in Korea with one of our friends. I've never had, that's how I know I'm fucking ugly or average. Never had that shit happen to me. But like, I was with a friend and we were at a bar talking, and then we were leaving, and as we were walking towards the elevator, he was like low-key waiting for her, I think, to like leave too, because I think to have an escape if she said no. So he handed her a business card and was like, hey, like if you're interested, like let's grab drinks or something like that.
Are we fucking ugly?
I think so.
Damn, bro.
I've never had that shit happen to me. Never had a drink bought for me. Never had a guy be like, you're so pretty. This is such a pick me moment. But pick me. Choose me.
I'm just going to say that not all men would be forward like that. So therefore, it's not a reflection of our attractiveness. It's just whether guys are like that and will do something like that.
So I attract pussies.
No, that's like saying like you wouldn't go up to somebody and be like, oh, I found you really attractive, like here's my number. Hell no. I don't care how attractive you are.
I'm a little bitch.
Exactly.
So I attract little bitches.
No, if a guy just did that, doesn't mean they're like little bitches. It just means like they prefer not to do that, just like we don't. I would, just because I don't do that doesn't mean I'm a little bitch.
Well, I am, because I could think the guy is the hottest shit on earth. I would be like, I'm looking.
Well, yeah, of course I'm not gonna shoot my shot like that, the fuck.
Damn, that's what I attract to, because I want a guy that can low-key do that, you know?
Well, you also don't leave the house, so let's just say that's why. You don't...
I do! I go to the gym.
Gym's not a right place for people to hit on. Gym's, no.
Oh, that's true, too.
This is for Jamila. Big ears. Jam got a thing for ears.
I don't particularly look at a guy. If they got big ears, I'm like, oh my God,
Jam's gonna lick their ear and be like, damn, sexy.
Hey, some people have things for ears. Like biting ears in bed.
I'd be like, oh.
Have you had someone do it to you correctly?
But even when they whisper in my ear, I'm like,
don't whisper. I said bite.
Or like nibble.
Don't say nibble. That makes me like a hamster. All right. That ends. Okay, I'm going to be serious. That ends our cute or creepy. Let us know if you have any cute or creepy scenarios. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Goodbye.
Bye.